5-4-3-2-1. We're already blast off in the Art Scroll. It's page 258. Thank you, Reb Zev. In the green Feldon, it's page 89. Listen to this. Listen to what the Ramchal teaches us as we're finishing the perek of the reason that hotels have dark lights is in order to hide the dirt. So the Mesil Zisharim can teach us how to put a light on in ourselves. And here it is. Klal HaDvarim. Bottom line, says the Holy Ramchal, HaKavod hu min ha-mechsholos ha-yoser gedolim asher la'adam. As we said yesterday, 2 days ago, as we've been talking about, that you could beat your taiva for taivas, your regular taivas. You could beat your taivas mammon, chemdas mammon. You could beat all of your desires, but your honor, it's very, very high. It's very hard to beat it. Here it is. This is the line. V'i efshar liyos lo liyos eved neman lekono. You're not going to be able to honor Hashem properly. You're not going to be able, you're going to be missing in your honor to Hashem. Kol zman shu chas al kvod atzmo. As long as you care about your honor, so it's like Anochi. Anochi, this is me, this is not the Ramchal, I'm just saying, it's like Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and there's Anochi. I think one of the tzaddikim came to the door, right? Came and knocked on the door. I think they say this, maybe the Kutzker, I don't know, we could ask. Somebody knocked on the door, he said, who's there? He says, I am there. There's no I. No I. Calm down with the I. As I've said over many times with the letter that one of the tzaddikim said, that someone wrote him, I have this problem, 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 and he underlined all the I's and sent them the letter back and said, that's your problem. What's the pshat? The pshat is you can't, and people think it's self-esteem, has nothing to do with self-esteem. It's the opposite. And the more a person learns to put himself in the right perspective of who he is, and he's honest with himself. This is all about being honest with yourself. So then if you have too much of you, you can't have Hashem. You can't. You're gonna miss that. You're gonna miss Hashem. That's what he says. You hear the word he uses? Because of your foolishness. He calls you a fool. He calls us a fool if we want the honor. Zeu mash amar David HaMelech alav shalom. David HaMelech says, Unekaloisi, the famous story with David HaMelech when he was dancing, Unekaloisi oid mizois. He said, even if I become lesser than this, V'hayisi shuffle be'enai. David HaMelech was the king. He had a crown. He sat on a throne. He's David HaMelech. He's sitting there, the biggest. He's the king. He's the king. He's a warrior. But it's not about, it's deep down, how you feel about yourself. V'ayisi shuffle be'enai. It's between you and yourself, as we learned in Gaiva. Bensi, it was a great point you brought up. Isn't this connected to Gaiva? It is. The Baal Gaiva, he says it over and over. It's all how you feel about yourself. You could have the most humble guy walking around who's the biggest covet. He's waiting for everyone to give him honor. And you could have a guy who's all that, but v'ayisi shuffle be'enai, he knows who he is. V'hakovet amiti eina ela yediyas ha-toyra be'emes. And true kovet, ein kovet ela toyra, as Ramchal says, v'chein amruzal, ein kovet ela toyra. That you can honor. That's why we stand up. Kovet is meloshen kaved, the heaviness of a person who's connected to Hashem, who's connected to the Torah. Shemar kovet chachamim yinchalu, we're only 4 minutes in. V'zulasa ein ela kovet meduma, v'chayzev. Otherwise, any other honor that's not honor of Torah, honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, and that is all a lie. This is the Ramchal. Hevel, vain, and it won't help you at all. Vain boy moil. As I say many times, kavod ames. People talk about honoring someone after they die. Mace. You've heard this from me many times. Mace are the letters. Mammon, Taiva. They're also the letters Mitzvahs, Torah. And your life, what is your life? Is your life about money and Taiva? Or your life is about, and again, he says, Ram Chal says, even when you beat Mammon and Taiva, you're still going to have to struggle with honor. But you have mitzvahs and Torah, you're good. Torah, you're good. V'roi anaki linakos l'tarmi menu Torah gemura. Oz, thank you Hashem for the Ram Chal. He says, Oz yatzliach. Then you'll be matzliach. V'nei kalalti ad heina rabim mipirti anakiyas. He's ending off. This is sad. Zebinyan av l'chol. I mean, I'm happy we finished it, but I'm sad because this is we could learn this parak over and over. Zebinyan av l'chol shara mitzvahs v'amitas kulam yishma chacham v'yosef lekach v'novoin tachbulais yikne. Says the holy Ramchal, we strategize. We think more about how we could turn the light on and not be in denial. Don't even notice I am lying. You're in denial. You're mamish in the dark. Says the holy Ramchal, I can't deny. She is k'tzas toirach la'adam. I love the Ramchal. He says, yes, it is a little bit hard. La'agil anikiyas hazeh. It is a little bit hard. Afa pikein. I don't know if he's hard, bad word. He didn't say that. He says it. You have to work. You have to work at it. You have to work at it. And he says, I'm not saying it's not true. Aval pikein, it's not as hard as you think. Kokach moshenir l'chayv machshava b'dover. Thank you, Hashem. The thought of it is worse than the action. What, he needs to be in 2026 to say, get out of your head. It's more in your head. He says it. Avramo, he said it. Hamachshava b'dover hazeh kosham in amaisa. Thinking about it is worse than doing. Harder. It's harder. You thought, you think. Now you know why Rav Nachman said to learn this. Ki kasher yasim adam b'libay v'ikvar b'rtzayne b'kfiyas liyos m'bali amida atoiv azoyis. Because when you learn to crystallize yourself, and you learn to be honest with yourself, and you learn to not be in denial, and you learn to go over, we're going to go over all of them in a second. Hopefully we'll get, yes, we're a good timing. Sheyargil atzmezet toshuv leikala harbi yos ma'asha yochal lachshayiv. It's easier than you think it is. Your thinking will make it, oh, it's not possible, not possible, not possible, not possible. He says it, we're only Parakut Aleph. We're not even halfway through the Sefer. Zedover shanisoyin yoichiach amito. The Ramchal says, if you do it, you'll see it. You want to talk about it, you'll talk about it. You do it, you'll see it. As Ramchal said, we have 13, 14, 15 things. How do we start off? You guys remember, ready this? Gezel, Arias, Gezel, forbidden relationships, machalas asuras, the way you eat, verbal abuse, bad advice, lashon hara, sinna and nekama, shvuas, talking a certain way, sheker, chil Hashem, Shabbos and Yom Tov, number 11, number 12 is gaiva, number 13 is kas, number 14 is jealousy, and the last one is Taiva, Mammon, Kavod, all three of those. My tefillah, I think as we started, I don't remember the shir that we started, I don't know how many months ago we started this perek, but I dive into Hashem for all of us and all Kanayin Ara, Bliayin Ara. There are a lot of people who've gone through Mesil Sharm, through the shir by listening to them in recordings. So it's a tefillah for everybody who just finished Perek Yud Aleph. It's the longest perek, in my humble opinion. And this is all not the Ramchal, this is me talking, so I'm just sharing my experience. It's one of the hardest prakim. At the same time, it's the most enlightening prakim I know for myself, because it turns on light bulbs that we sometimes don't want to turn on. And Hashem should help that all the words that we read, we definitely read, I think, I don't know if every word could be, I skipped a word here and there. We definitely read together and learned together the entire Perek Yud Aleph in the Mesil Sharm. And all I could say is, Yiyu l'ratzayin imrei finu v'hegyoin libeinu l'fanecha, that it should be a schus for all of us, for all the Jewish people, for all Klal Yisrael, that we're able to be more naki and have more nikias in our lives and in the lives of our families. 10 minutes a day, less than 10 minutes a day, keeps the Yetzirah away and at bay.